Morning. We are in Maseches Trumos, and we are finishing the seventh parak. The last time we learned, we introduced the concept of Shani Omer, and that was when you have a suffek if there is a problem. In other words, you have Truma which fell somewhere, and you're not sure if it fell into Truma, which would not be an issue, because Truma into Truma is perfectly fine, or perhaps it fell into Chulin, and then you have an issue, and you don't have enough of a ratio to be Mevatel it. So when we're talking about an Issa Midrabanan, we just assume the best case scenario. That's the concept that we introduced last time we learned. So the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah Vav as follows. Nafla achas mehalotecha chulin. So you have a case where you have Truma, which fell somewhere. Now, it either fell into Truma or it fell into Chulin. So we discussed a number of cases, and we always chose the best case scenario. So now what happens if one of those, but you have two boxes, one of Truma and one of Chulin, and we're not sure which one the Truma fell into. So we assume the best case scenario and everything is fine. Now one of those boxes where Truma fell into, Nafla achas mehel teicha Chulin. Now that box fell into more Chulin. Halach is enim demasan. It's not going to make Truma, it's not going to make a problem of a mixture of Truma, because we assume that that was perfectly fine, that was Chulin, and the Truma fell into the other box. Vashnia noig ben Truma, the second one, that's left behind, you assume that one is the Truma, because according to your logic, the one that was Chulin fell into your Chulin, and the Truma was left behind. And the Halach is v'chayevas v'chali, has to take off Chala, because at the end of the day, there still is a bit of a suffix here, so maybe it is Chulin. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Paita, Rabbi Yossi says, no, at the end of the day, you still never have to take off Chala from it, because it's not a Vaday Truma. Nafla Shnia l'makamach, and now the second one, which was in the original suffix, fell into another place. Eina midamasan, you still assume that it was the other one that fell into the truma. So it was the other one, the first one that fell, that was the one that had the truma in it, and the second one that fell, this one does not have the truma. However, naflu shtein l'makim echad, both of them fell into one place. Midamas kiktanah shebishnei. In such a case, you have no logic which tells you that the truma is gone. The truma is either in A or it's in B. So now, if both of them fall into one place, you have no way of getting out of it, so you assume that there's a problem of truma in your mixture. How much do you assume is truma? Like the smaller one that fell in, because it's a suffix. Mishnah Zayin is Zara Achas Mehen. Zara Es Achas Mehen. You planted one of these boxes of wheat which had a suffix if truma fell into it. The halach is Pater, because generally speaking, you're not allowed to plant truma. If you do plant truma, the halach is you have to uproot it. And if you don't uproot it in time, anything that grows also becomes truma. So in this case, since it's a safek, you are pati, you do not have to uproot it, and whatever grows is going to be chulin. Vashnia, the one that's left behind, you assume that one is the one that has truma in it, and noig bat truma v'chayevas b'chala, if we assume it's truma, but you still have to retake of chala on the small chance that maybe it's chulin. The same achleks we had earlier applies here as well. Diri Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yossi, Paita Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, you do not have to take off challah, because at the end of the day, it is still a bit of a suffix. Zara acher asashnia, another person came and planted the second one after you originally planted the first one. Potter, he's also potter, because he could assume that you're the one who planted the truma. So he does not have to go ahead and uproot it, and whatever grows is going to be a chulin. However, zara echad asashnia, one person planted both of them. So here it depends. Bidavar shazare kala mutter. If this is the type of thing where the seed disintegrates and the plant grows out of it, and the seed is gone, in such a case we say the truma is gone, and whatever grows is going to be fine. There are some things that are like a bulb. You plant them in the ground, and that bulb remains there even when the plant continues to grow. That's something which is not zarekala. In such a case, it's aser, because you certainly have truma over here, and therefore you have to uproot it, and whatever grows is going to have the halacha of truma. With this, we conclude the seventh parak Maseches Trumos. Have a wonderful day.